The GET surcharge extension, death with dignity, a minimum wage hike, budget cuts, pay raises. There's a lot of attention on those key issues this legislative session. Bills working their way through multiple committees had a deadline of last Friday to move to their final committee in their originating chamber. Now with a reality check of where key issues are, Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair joins us. Good morning.
Good morning and happy President's Day, Beth Ann.
You too. Well, the GET surcharge, that seems like it's just slipping on through.
Well, I'm gonna put the kibosh on that. It's no guarantee, but it's certainly safe to say that both the House and the Senate have their own measures that they are moving forward. They are different. They're different in how long they would extend that surcharge on Oahu to pay for rail. They're different in terms of how much money is going to go to help state highway funds. The Senate bill in particular is sort of a smorgasbord. It's over 30 pages long, and it has a little bit of everything in there. Certainly, it's going to be slimmed down considerably. But at least as of last Friday, both measures are alive. Whether the two chambers can reach agreement, boy, that's a big question. And remember, the money committees are coming up next.
That's right.
And Sylvia Luke.
And that's the part, because they might have gotten an easier ride, so to speak, to this point. But what happens when they face the money chairs, that's a whole other issue. But death with dignity, though, for all the years that we have talked about that, we had a number of bills, well, were there five, that were introduced this session, and they also seem to be moving along well.
Well, the Senate is definitely moving a bill along. It passed out of the Health Committee. That was not easy, Ross Baker. It's going to the Judiciary. And there's definitely the numbers in the Senate to pass such legislation. The question is, what's the House going to do? I'm told that leadership is torn. While Joe Suki supports it, there are others that are not thinking maybe this is just not the time, that the numbers might actually be evenly split among the caucus. So we'll see whether a measure can cross over from the Senate and there's enough public pressure for the House to hear it, let alone pass it.
Let's talk about the minimum wage hike. The Senate Bill 107 is still moving along, and that next goes to WHAM. That would bring the $15 minimum wage in 2019, and meanwhile, $12.25 next year.
Yeah, and I've seen one draft that says it'll be more like 2021 that they would raise it to $15. Again, it's the same thing. The Senate is moving forward on this. They seem to recognize that you just can't live on a minimum wage in this state. Maybe $15 is palatable. Again, the House is concerned that maybe it's too soon. Remember, we're still in a minimum wage hike process right now. It's going to go up to $10.10 come January. Some in the House are saying, wait a minute, is it too soon to ask for another wage increase, especially with businesses, particularly restaurants, saying, look, things may seem good on the outside, but the economy has been tough for them.
And we'll see what happens as we start to move into a different cycle. We're going to talk about that a little later on this morning with Eugene Tian from the Department of Economic Development and Business Economic Development and Tourism. Got to say goodbye to you for the moment, though. So much more for us to talk about, and we will later as we move through the session. Thanks a bunch.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair always has a reality check for us today on this President's Day.